From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The European Union and Turkish officials say they've reached an agreement in principle to solve the migrant crisis. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, which is hosting more than 2 million Syrian refugees and is the migrants' main transit route into Europe, Turkey is seen as the key to stemming that exodus.
Pro-government newspapers in Turkey described the emergency summit on the migrant crisis held in Brussels as an historic victory for the country, with the EU agreeing to resettle one Syrian refugee from Turkey in return for every Syrian refugee Turkey takes back from Greece. But the United Nations and international human rights groups are questioning the legality of immediate deportations. This year alone, more than 120,000 migrants made the perilous journey across the Aegean Sea from Turkey to Greece. More than 200 have died. EU and Turkish leaders will meet again next week to hammer out what they say is the final details of the plan. The meeting is already predicted to be a long one. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The United States is trying to determine if an airstrike last week in Syria killed a top Islamic State leader. A U.S. official confirmed the strike was carried out Friday near the town of al-Shadadi, but there is no clear determination on the fate of Tarkan Batirashvili, also known as Omar the Chechen. The cable news network was the first to report the airstrike. The United States had a $5 million reward on the Islamic State leader's head and said he coordinated closely with ISIL's financial section. This follows reports last week of an airstrike near Aleppo that killed an IS official, Amr al-Absi. This is VOA News. Iran said Tuesday it conducted ballistic missile tests at several sites across the country in order to show its deterrent power and readiness to confront threats. The tests come 2 months after the United States imposed new sanctions against 5 Iranian nationals and a network of companies with links to banned missile activity. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the United States will look into the launch.
The United States put in place sanctions against Iran because of their ballistic missile activity. But we'll review this particular incident, review this particular launch, to determine what the appropriate response is.
Iran defended 2 previous missile tests last October as being a matter of national security after the United States and other Western powers said the launches violated a UN Security Council resolution. The U.S. State Department said it plans to ask the United Nations Security Council to review Iran's latest tests and press for an appropriate response. The world marked International Women's Day Tuesday to recognize the achievements of women and the continuing struggle for gender equality. World leaders, including President Obama, praised the contributions of women and called for greater inclusiveness. In Dubai, Dr. Jill Biden, the wife of Vice President Joe Biden, said that all people have to strive for a world in which boys and girls have the opportunity to succeed.
So today, on International Women's Day, and every day, we must stand with the women and men who are committed to a future where our daughters and our sons have equal opportunity to thrive.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he has fought for the empowerment of women during his 9 years as the head of the international group. Women and men in countries such as Georgia, the Philippines, Britain, China, India, Bangladesh, the Netherlands, and the United States participated in rallies, marches, and special occasions to mark International Women's Day. New political surveys here in the United States show support for Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump might be eroding as voters cast ballots in nominating contests in 4 more states. A new Washington Post ABC News poll showed only 34% of Republicans still favor the billionaire real estate mogul. 25% favor Ted Cruz, a senator from Texas, with 18% going for Florida Senator Marco Rubio. A separate NBC News SurveyMonkey poll showed Trump with a bigger lead of nearly 2-1. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.